now a wheelchair user, was unable to board a flight at the weekend because he was told his wheelchair repair kit was a security risk. Steve Smithers had been going to visit his sick father when he said staff at Belfast International Airport told him the spanners could be used to dismantle the plane. Earlier I spoke to Steve and his partner Lisa, and Steve told me what happened.
On Saturday, I'd booked a flight out to see to get out to see my dad. He was diagnosed with cancer a little while ago, and then on Wednesday evening, we'd had some results back from consultants, and the cancer had spread to the bones. So obviously, it's more serious than we first thought. So the trip was arranged fairly hastily, so that I could get out and see him before he starts his chemo. We arrived at the airport in plenty of time. Lisa dropped me off. And all I had was hand luggage. So I've got everything I need for the trip just in this one bag. When we got to the security, the bag had gone through the X-ray machine, was held back for a search. And in the bag was a set of wheelchair tools and a couple of spanners. That I need. They are essential for repairing the wheelchair, making adjustments, that kind of thing. And the security personnel that had to call the supervisor over to ask if these were right to travel. And the guy came over, and his first words to me before anything else, right? Yeah, two words, you've got no chance. And I was quite taken aback at this.
And did they ask? Did they ask what they were for, or why you were carrying them in the first place?
Initially, no, they weren't interested at all. And this, it took me a couple of attempts to explain what they were for, because the guy just kept talking over me. And when I explained it, he said, "You can't have these because they're workman's tools, and you could," and a direct quote, "you could start dismantling the plane from the inside during the flight."
Security told you at Belfast International that you could dismantle the plane with the spanners you were trying to bring through.
Yeah, and this is laughable because if anybody knows me, my mechanical knowledge is not that good. But more importantly, the tools would have been in my bag, which would have been an overhead locker. My wheelchair falls down to go in an overhead locker. And I'm paraplegic. So I can't stand up. I literally couldn't stand up to save my life, let alone start dismantling an aircraft.
And had you travelled through Belfast International before?
Yes, we had last year. And that experience of security was entirely different. They were tremendous.
And they let you through with the spanners on that occasion?
There was never an issue. There was never a problem with it.
So what happened as a result at the weekend? This guy said, "No, you can't bring these through." So did you leave them behind?
They were confiscated. So I then had to go up to the gate, and I was nervous because they're an essential part of the wheelchair. They are really part of the wheelchair. But obviously, I'd booked a hire car, and normally you have to give them a couple of days' notice because you need hand controls fitted to the hire car. So I just wanted to check. So I phoned the hire company at Gatwick to make sure the controls were on there, and they weren't, which initially was not a major problem. So I brought a set of my own, but I needed the spanners to fit them. And because it was a Saturday, there were no mechanics about, so there was nobody I could borrow spanners from.
So if you'd got on that flight and gone to get the car, you wouldn't have been able to make the adaptations because you... Would you not have had your spanners? They had taken them off you at security.
That's correct, yes.
And is there a reason that you didn't want to check your bag, Steve?
Well, the thing is, the bag had... I've got medications and various items that I may need to use on the plane that relate directly to the disability.
Yeah.
So if it was in the hold and there was a potential emergency...
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have access to that.
That just wasn't a viable option. You couldn't do that. So then,
no.
I take it you went home then. You never got on that flight.
That's correct, yeah. Lisa came and picked me up a little bit later, yeah.
You know, I think when we talk about disability access and stuff like that on the BBC on this programme, I think it's important that we make people aware of the obstacles that, that people that have disabilities come up against. Is it something that you've had many issues with in the past? Because I'm sure your independence is very important to you.
It absolutely, yeah. I mean, sadly, yeah. And a lot of the time you come across it and it's just because people don't know and they don't have an understanding of it. And again, unless you deal with someone with a disability on a regular basis, there's no reason why you should have a knowledge of that disability in particular.
Yeah.
And I don't expect that. But what would be nice would be, if people are willing to listen and a little bit of understanding. And again, we get to the Equalities Act. It's people are expected to make reasonable adjustments. To accommodate the needs of disabled people, and it doesn't matter what your disability is.
So how did you feel then after this happened?
I was crushed. I was absolutely crushed. It's obviously a very emotional time. With Dad not being well, and it being more serious than we first thought. I was absolutely humiliated in the security area, and I was actually getting a little bit upset, which again is embarrassing, So it wasn't a positive experience.
Your partner Lisa is with us as well. Good morning, Lisa. Obviously,
hi,
it's distressing, upsetting for you to listen to Steve and to hear him have what was an upsetting experience for him.
Yes, it was. And when I turned up at the airport to collect him and he was sitting on the pavement at the side of the road on the phone to his dad and they were both in tears, it not only broke my heart, but it surprised me because Steve has travelled to 4 different continents over 11 years that he's been in a wheelchair and he's never been stopped from travelling independently. So it broke my heart that the one country that has taken that freedom away from him, that has impaired him more than his disability actually has in that instance, is my own country. So he's travelled to Australia via Dubai, he's travelled to South Africa, South America, he's a very confident, experienced wheelchair user, and for him to be reduced to the state that he was in when I collected him on Saturday is absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, we have approached Belfast International Airport. They said that they acknowledge that Mr. Smithers had a distressing experience at airport security on Saturday. They said they have spoken to him and his partner Lisa and have apologised on behalf of the airport for the manner in which he was treated. They say we offered alternative travel and transfer arrangements, but instead the couple have requested that the airport make a donation to a nominated local charity, which we'll be doing this week. They go on to say, as the treatment experienced by Mr. Smithers during the process fell well below standards expected from security personnel, in order to remedy this, the airport will be immediately reviewing customer service and escalation procedures with our security provider, ICTS. I want to bring something else to you, Steve, just to get your thoughts on this, because I want to try in some way to be fair to the airport. So if you go on the government website about travel and about security, there is a line on it where it says, when you're going through the airport, sharp items and tools cannot be carried in hand luggage at all. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I understand that the CAA regulations are in place for a reason. But again, to counter that, coming back to the Equalities Act, it is a requirement of people to expect you to make like a reasonable adjustment. Now, I'm not saying that people should be allowed to get on the plane with a Stanley knife or anything like that, but it needs to be put into context a little bit when it comes to the medical requirements potentially of people who are disabled.
Yeah, because the assumption is tools, that's a workman and that's someone that's maybe using them on a building site, but maybe there's not the understanding of someone in your situation that might need them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that argument falls flat a little bit because I'm not sure of the statistics, but I'm not sure that there are that many paraplegic builders kicking about. I just feel that, because we did offer, we go, I said to the guy, well, can we give them to the cabin crew then? and they can give them to me the other end. That won't be a problem, will it? And no, they wouldn't allow that to happen. And I know for a fact that I've got a friend of mine who's been in a chair a lot longer than me, and he had exactly that issue. They said, well, we're going to have to take much of the cabin staff, give them to the crew, and they'll give them to you the other end.
Yeah.
And then I didn't take him off. He had them on him for the whole flight. But again, it's the new terrorist threat is not a guy on a wheelchair wielding a 10-mil spanner. You know, and I think there just needs to be some common sense applied and okay. possibly more attention paid to that part of the Equalities Act.
Okay. Well, final question for you this morning, Steve. Will you continue to travel through the airport?
Not at this time. We're going to try and get over and see Dad, but we're going to go by ferry, I think.
Okay.
Because I'm not willing to take a chance to experience that again, and I don't think anybody else should have to experience that.
Okay. Look, Steve, well, I'm sorry that you've had this experience in the first place, but thank you for contacting the programme, Steve, and Lisa, thank you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cindy.